background of a passage is very important for understanding the meaning of the passage.
对这段的这个背景做出一些理解，这样的话，对这段理解这段话的信息是很重要的。
The church in Corinth was a very deeply divided church.
哥林多的教会呢有很深的分裂。
Perhaps it was because they were made up of a very intelligent and gifted group of individuals.
也许哥林多的教会呢，他们有很多的知识，也有很多的恩赐，是这么样的一群人。
When Paul writes to them in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 to 7, he says, I always give thanks to my God for you, because God's grace has been given to you in your union with Christ Jesus, so that in your union with Him, with Christ, you were enriched in every respect, in every kind of speaking, and in all kinds of knowledge, as the witness of Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift, while you wait for the public revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第一章4到7节里，那里就这么写道，奉神旨意奉召。 做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，同兄弟所提尼写信给在多林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。愿恩惠平安从神我们的父，并主耶稣基督归于你们。我常为你们感谢我的神。 因为神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠，又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才、知识都全备，正如我为基督做的见证，在你们心里得以坚固，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。Since
these people were not lacking in any gift, they started arguing among themselves which gift is the most important.
因为他们不缺乏恩赐，于是在他们中间就起了一样争论，就说哪一样恩赐是最重要的。
In other words, they were competing among themselves, who among us is the most important person?
换一句话来说呢，他们就在那里彼此的争竞，要看谁是个最重要的人物。
The Corinthians, they prefer the more spectacular gifts, such as speaking in tongues.
那哥林多人呢，就喜欢一些相对来讲比较炫目的一些恩赐，比如说说方言。
This was a type of speaking which no one else could understand.
那是一种没有人能明白，但是能够让人心醉神迷的一种话语。
Paul evidently did not know the words of Jesus, which is recorded in Matthew 6, verse 7. When you are praying, do not keep on saying, Bata, Bata, as the pagan Gentiles do.
显然保罗不知道，记录在马太福音6章7节那里耶稣说过的一段话，那里说，当你祷告的时候， 不可像外邦人一样不停地在那说巴达巴达。
For Jesus and the Jewish people in Palestine in the first century, their religion was a very rational one, and they prided themselves on being rational over against the pagans, who were very ecstatic, who went wild in their worship. And so Jesus in Palestine, they were not used to speaking in tongues in their churches. So what Jesus is saying here was conditioned by the way he grew up. No Pharisee in Palestine would have ever said, you know, you can go and speak in tongues. This was not acceptable. But to people who don't understand speaking tongues, this speaking tongues, it sounds like you're just repeating nonsense syllables like bata, bata.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have any meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is, you have to realize this is a cultural thing. It is what Jesus and the Palestinian Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was brought up among Gentiles and among the non-Jewish people. There were many religions which spoke in tongues, spoke in this ecstatic language that no one understood.
Okay, 那司牧师就在这里就是介绍一点，就是说关于说方言是怎么一回事。他就讲了说，耶稣和法利赛人，他们呢，在他们的那个成长的环境里面呢，他们是不说方言的。在公元大概第一世纪的那个那样的巴基斯坦的那个地区。在那个时代，在那个地方，耶稣和法利赛人的他们都不说方言哈，是那种所谓的方言呢，就是说在不说方言的人听来只是一些好像是一些重复的一些话音，吧嗒吧嗒吧嗒，但其实呢，就是说在说的人他们的经历里面或许是有他的意思的，这个方言在外邦人当中，在外邦人的信仰当中，是有这样的一种有这样的一种现象哈，在这里就是讲的一个背景。
Yes, as you just mentioned, for those people who have this experience, it's a very strong personal experience.And does have meaning. But for those who do not have it, who are on the outside, it seems like they're just talking nonsense. It has no meaning at all.
那司牧师就说，在本身说方言、经历说方言的人士当中，包括我们里面的基督徒，当他们在说方言的时候，他们是觉得那是很有意思的，一件事情很有意思的一个经历，但是在外人听来或者是看来，那可能是毫无意义的。
Today, among major religions besides Christianity, the Islam and the Hinduism also have speaking in tongues.
那在我们的基督教以外的其他的一些信仰，包括穆斯林还有印度教，就是各大的这个宗教的教派里面，都有人在说方言。
In chapter 12 to 14, Paul deals with this problem about the argument among the Corinthians. Now, who has the greatest gift? Who among us is the most important person in this church? If we have greater gifts, that means we're better than anyone else.So there was a lot of competition in this divided church.
You're saying chapter
12 to 14.
那在哥林多前书的十二章到十四章里边，保罗就谈论到这样的一个恩赐的话题。在那样的一个背景下面，哥林多人他们就在谈论说，我们教会有那么多的恩赐，那哪样恩赐是最大的？哪样恩赐是最重要的？
In chapter 12, Paul begins with the idea of reminding them that all of you are part of one body, the body of Christ.
那在十二章那里，保罗就说到，我们作为教会的肢体，都从神那里有不同的领受。
And just as in the human body, you know, every single part is necessary.Because when one part of the body hurts, it affects the whole body. If I get a toothache, you know, it just doesn't affect my tooth. You know, my whole body sometimes feels...
那一个身体作为比方，一个身体有各样的肢体，有手、有脚、有牙。那如果是作为是一个整体的身体，如果肢体 哪一个肢体受伤，哪个肢体痛苦的话，其他的全身也都会受到影响。这是一个比喻。那慈牧师前些天牙齿痛，然后他全身就不舒服了。
So Paul is telling the people that instead of competing, the whole body should work together so that the whole body will become more and more healthy. You know, you don't want to get rid of an arm because you say, I don't need this arm anymore.
所以在以身体 做比方，就是说身体的肢体是互相配搭一起的来工作，而不是说互相的增进。不能我们的手对脚说我不要脚了，或者是手对脚说脚对手说我不要手了。
This whole question about which spiritual gift is most important, as I said, is in chapters 12 to 14.
所以这就是一个背景，在格林多前书十二章到十四章里边的一个背景，就是讲到一个恩赐的问题。格林多人在谈论说什么恩赐是最重要的。
So this morning, however,I want to consider with you the chapter in the middle, chapter 13, which for many Christians is among their favorites.
那现在我们要来一起来思想的是哥林多前书十三章，这是我们基督徒们都很喜欢的一章经文。
If you can read English, I have an English translation in the back because I like to do my own translations because sometimes the regular translation doesn't really capture what the Greek is saying.
那后面呢，就是有一些师牧师自己的翻译的这个英文版。如果你们能够读的话，可以拿来读。虽然有各样的版本，但是师牧师他认为，如果能够自己翻译的话，可能能够把一些更加直接的意思能够可以抓拿得住。
There are many people who see 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as a digression because it doesn't deal with spiritual gifts directly. But it is a very important part of Paul's argument.
有人就看十三章在整一个的十二到十四章的段落里边，好像是岔出去的一段是离题的话，但实际上来讲，在整个的这样的一个结构里边，它是很重要的。
In Greek rhetoric, it's something called an encomium. It is a praise of a virtue or a person that you should imitate.
在希腊的这个修辞里边，有一种很重要的修辞法，就叫做encomium， 就是翻译就是叫做极高的颂赞。它是一种就是以美德的颂赞的话语作为对人的一个劝诫的一种修辞。
So here in chapter 13, Paul praises love.And it follows very closely the problems that Paul deals with among the Corinthians in the whole letter.
保罗在十三章里边就用了这种修辞，把一个很重要的一个美德就把它强调了出来。这就是十三章，这就是个爱的颂赞，是这么的一段话。
In order to appreciate what Paul's situation is, First Corinthians, we might notice what is written in chapter 8, verse 1.
Okay. 为了要鉴赏哈，就是来欣赏保罗在这段更多十三章里边的这段经文里边所用的这种修辞所采取的这样的一个思路。我们就要必须这个就是留意到在那个在哥林多前书八章第一节那里其实保罗在那里细致的描绘了他的一个思想。
There, Paul talks about what the second thing that in Corinthians thought was most important, and that was knowledge.
在哥林多前书第八章第一节那里呢。保罗就提出了就是 哥林多人很高度的看重知识，对这样的一个现象呢，保罗做出了一个直接的反应。
He writes, "Knowledge puffs up with pride, but love builds up."
八章第一节的那里，保罗很简明的对这种现象做出个回应。他这样写道：“知识是叫人自高，但爱造就人。”
In 1 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the very end, it is not the ending of chapter 12.
所以那么来看12章31节实际上不与其说是12章的一个结尾一个总结，倒不如说是13章的一个开头。
Paul begins in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. Continue to be zealously concerned about the greater gifts.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十二章三十一节那里这样来开头他的论述，来开始他的论述，在那里说：“你们要切切的求那个更大的恩赐。”
Then Paul immediately follows this with saying, "But I'm going to demonstrate to you the way beyond comparison."
保罗紧接着又说：“我现今要把那个无与伦比的最妙的道指示给你们。”
For Paul, love is not just one spiritual gift.Compared with other spiritual gifts. Rather, it is a way of life which stands behind all spiritual gifts.
好，我们要注意到在这里保罗其实在说到爱不是一种普普通通的恩赐，好像在十二章里边所描述的其他的恩赐那样，它是一种生命之道。这个生命之道是在各种属灵恩赐背后所必须要有的。
Do you use the word Bao in Chinese for the way?
Yeah. Good.
Also for word?
No. Way. Not the word, but you want to say it's
the
word.
The way in John chapter 1, is you also use Dao, same Dao?
Okay, yeah, the same Dao, yeah.
Okay. The way actually is a road to some place, and it stands behind all spiritual gifts.
那个道呢，也可以说是好像是一条路。他是在那个所有的属灵的恩赐的背后所需要走的一条路。在约翰福音，刚才司牧师提到，在约翰福音一开头那里所提到的太初有道，那个道是 word
which in English means the word of God, you know, so it's a little, this is why I don't like the translation in Japan, so but
有点就是说在英文里边那个 word 就是话语字句的这样的意思，对，所以在那里我们把它翻译成道似乎不是那么直接的翻译。
OK, in chapter 13 verse 1 Paul writes, "If I were to speak with human and angelic tongues but did not act lovingly,I would have become merely a resounding jar rather than a harmonious symbol."
接着在哥林多前书十三章第一节，保罗就在那里写道：“我如果能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却不是用一种爱的方式来行动的话，那我就成了鸣的锣响的钹一般。”
Here Paul uses the term "I" in order to prevent this speech from sounding like that he is scolding the Corinthians for their failure to love one another.
保罗在这里用了一个"我"的语式， 他是为了防止别人说他是在指责这些哥林多人，说他们没有彼此相爱。
Also, he shows himself as one who shares these experiences. He is not an outsider.
同时，他也是在表明，在这些方面，其实他也有亲身的经历，他不是一个局外人。
In chapter 14, he says, "I speak in tongues more than any of you."
所以在更多前书十三章那里，保罗自己也说，我也说方言，我说的比你们还多。
So he's not a stranger. He does speak in tongues.
所以在说方言这件事情上面来讲，他并不是局外人。
The people thought of speaking tongues as the language of angels.
那一般人会以为说方言就是那种天使的话语。
But Paul says, you know, if I have eloquence, if I can speak in tongues, but I don't act lovingly, I'm a resounding jar.
但保罗说，即使是我能够把方言说得十分的流利，而且滔滔不绝，但是如果我不是用一种爱的方式来说，我没有爱在我里面的话，那我就好像鸣的锣响的吧一般。
The resounding jar referred to the bronze acoustic resounding jars that served as amplifiers in the stone theaters, whereas the cymbal was a finely tuned musical instrument.
那这里讲那个背景，响的锣其实在那个年代指的就是一种铜制的能够形成回音的这样的一个音响的器具，它在那个当年的石头的做成那个戏剧院里边是作为扩音器来用的，拔呢是一种很精细可以精细来调教的一种乐器。
Someone said that the resounding jar was the empty echo of an actor's speech or the frenzied noise of pagan worship.
那有人说响的锣其实就是无非也就是对那个演员的一些台词或者一些狂热的异族崇拜中的那个噪音的一种空洞的回响而已。
On the other hand, in the Hellenistic tradition, the Greek tradition, as well as Paul's own biblical tradition, cymbals were considered to be fine musical instruments with a pleasing and even exciting and joyous sound.
但是另外一方面来讲，在希腊的传统和保罗的这个圣经的文化背景当中，拔却被看作是一种能够发出很悦人的或者是令人很兴奋或者让人感觉很欣喜的这样的一个声音，它是一种很精细的乐器。
Technically, I have used a Greek particle which is a which can be translated either as rather than or. Most translations you have says I am resounding jar or a clang cymbal. But I think most scholars believe that Paul is comparing two things. He's comparing empty, meaningless noise and something that sounds sweet and harmonious, music. There's a difference between just loud noise and music.
那史牧师在讲到就是在翻译当中他用了一个就是一个希腊文里边的一个文法上的东西，这里就是讲的是个分词 egg， 那这里边呢是实际上是一种比较的，说的是一种比较的用法，所以在英文里边叫 rather， 也就是说不如这样的意思，那其实在这里是做了两种的比较，一种是没有意识的一种空洞的声音，另外一种虽然是听起来很美妙这样的一些音乐，实际上在讲到这两种东西，以我们基督徒的一些要论述到的生活的情况做一个比较。
And in verse 2 he says that if I have the gift of prophecy and I am able to penetrate the meaning of all mysteries and have all possible knowledge, If I have all the faith that is necessary to remove mountains, but if I did not act lovingly, I am good for nothing.
所以保罗在第二节那里又接着继续这样说，他说即使我有好像先知讲到那样的能力，也能够明白各样的奥秘，有各样的知识，并且有全备的信，这个信能够叫我移山，但是却没有用爱的方式去表达，也没有爱，那我也算不得什么。
So to speaking in tongues in the verse 1, Paul adds prophecy, the ability to understand all mysteries and all the knowledge and all the faith, enough faith to move mountains. But if, even after all that, if he did not act in a loving way, he was good for nothing.
所以在第二节那里，他又在第一节以上，在方言以外加上了先知讲道之能这样的一些名目。这个所谓先知讲道之能，是一种能够明白各种奥秘的能力。那讲到各种知识又讲到能够移山的信心。但是就算是这样样都有了，如果不能，不是说用一种爱的方式去行去做，没有爱在当中，他也就是什么也都不是。
Even if I should use all my possessions to feed the poor and needy, and even if I give up my body to be burned but did not act in a loving way, it is not to my advantage.
在第三节保罗又继续这样写道，就算我能够把所有的都拿出去周济穷人，就算我舍身把自己都烧掉，但是却不是带着爱，没有爱在当中，仍然对我自己没有益处。
This verse I found very difficult to translate because the Greek word actually means to give someone something to eat. And literally it would say, if I give others morsels to eat, then it says all my possessions. I mean, you can't give people to eat your possessions. So you have to say something like, I sell all my possessions. Here I just translate, use all my possessions. I mean, you sell it, you get the money, then you can feed the poor people. This is what he's meaning. But the Greek is very, because there's only one Greek verb, and it's to give something to eat. But you don't give your possessions for them to eat. So you have to do something with, you have to add another verb to it, which is not there.
是不是在这里讲的就是说在翻译这一节经文的时候有点困难，因为这里用到了一个动词就是 omnism， 那直接来讲这是说给人一口饭吃的意思，但是这里边的下面的那个名词是说我所有的家产但是他说好像给了人一口饭吃的话，这个家产就没有动词了所以就说把它译成说我把我家里所有的都给你吃了，似乎是听起来有点怪怪的但是不管怎么说就是把所有的都给出去吧给出去了你就有钱了，有钱就可以买吃的了。
This verse also is more shocking than the first two because it includes not only giving away all my possessions but giving away my own body to be burned.
不过在这一段里边还有更让人吃惊的就是这人他不单单是把自己所有的财产都放弃掉，他还把自己的身体都舍了，而且把这身体都烧了。
That is really an extreme sacrifice to allow yourself to be burned.
这是走得很极端，是不是？把自己都烧了。
But then he says, if I don't act lovingly or in a loving fashion, it is not to my advantage. And that's exactly what the Greek says. It is not to my advantage. I gain nothing from this.
但是再一次保罗说，就算你这么去做， 就算你把所有的家财都放弃了，就算你把自己的身体都烧了，但是如果没有带着爱去做，没有爱在当中，那对你自己一点好处都没有。
Paul had previously urged the Corinthians to always think about what is it that is to your own advantage, what is itThat gives advantage to the church. So the word advantage for Paul is very important. And Paul is saying, if I do all this, if I don't act in a loving way, I have no advantage. You know, I have nothing.
那在此之前，实际上保罗也多次的劝诫哥林多人，你们要想一想，你们做事情的时候，你想想这些事情有没有什么好处啊？你得做这些事情，你得对自己有好处。
In verse 4, Paul writes, Love suffers long, suffers patiently for a long time. Love shows kindness. Love does not burn with envy. Love does not brag. Love does not cherish inflated ideas about its own importance.
保罗继续在第四节那里写到说，爱是长久的忍耐受苦，爱是显出恩慈，爱不会因为嫉妒烧起来，爱是不自夸，爱不看重那些自己以为很重要的一些很高大的那些意念。
Here Paul'sThat's personifying love to show its superior acts.
在这里，保罗是将爱拟人化了，显出了爱的高超。
Also, in the next three verses, Paul uses 15 verbs rather than adjectives.
同时，在紧跟着的三节经文里边，保罗用了15个动词，不是形容词啊。
Love is dynamic and active. It is not static.
那看到爱是动态的。而且是积极的，它不是静态的。
Paul is not talking about some inner feeling or emotion.
保罗不是在谈论一些内在的感受或者是情绪。
Love cannot be conveyed by words alone. It has to be shown.
爱是不可言传的，它必须用行动来表达。
Love can only be defined by what it does and what it does not do.
爱通过他所能为或者有所不能为的这样子来被定义。
Paul uses the present tense to show that these actions are continuous and habitual.
那这些动词所用的一些现代时态表明这些都是习惯性的、连续的动作和行为。
So Paul starts out with in verse 4 with love suffers patiently for a long time.
保罗开始说了，爱是很久忍耐痛苦。
The Greek verb means literally to be long tempered.
那在希腊文里面那个。字面的直接意思就是好脾气。
In English, we have this opposite term, short-tempered.
那在英文里边还有个反义词，就是坏脾气。
In the Greek Old Testament, Proverbs 19 verse 11 reads, "A person's wisdom makes him slow to angry." And it is to his glory to overlook an offense.
在旧约的箴言书19章11节那里这样说，人有知识就不轻易发怒，宽恕人的过失便是自己的荣耀。
One idea of this being long-tempered is to be being slow to anger.
那我们讲到说什么是好脾气的时候，就是不轻易发怒。
this word usually suggests not merely the willingness to wait a long time or to endure suffering without getting angry, but even to endure injuries without thinking of retaliation.
讲到这方面的意思，就是说，不单只是甘愿的长时间的等候或者忍耐痛苦，并且不发怒，甚至忍受伤害，不报复。
In the New Testament, Paul also refers to God's forbearance, God's patience with our sins.
在新约里边，保罗其实也是指到是神的一种宽容。
The verb also has a sense of being slow to make judgments.
那这个动词还有一个就是说慢慢的做出判断的这样的一个意思。
Paul may have in mind the Corinthians' quick judgments about the importance of Paul and the other church leaders.
保罗在这里或许也暗指了哥林多人对保罗他自己和其他的工人他们的这些的人的重要性，哥林多人很快的做出了判断，啊，是有暗指这样的意思。
One scholar named Speck observes that this word suggests the warm love shows kindness. This suggests a warm, generous welcome, which the Christian always gives to his brothers. The Christian always does his utmost to be thoughtful.Helpful and kind, and always in a pleasant way, and confirms the element of his greatness and his generosity in love.
爱又要显出恩慈出来，所以那个 speak， 他就观察到这个词，就是联系到基督徒的生活，基督徒应该要。给他的弟兄们一些热情慷慨的接待，基督徒要尽力的在接待的过程里面要考虑周全，要提供帮助，而且要善意的，而且是以一种很欢悦的这样的方式来接待，这也是确认了在阿卡本这样的爱当中的那宽宏大量的元素，基督徒的友善甚至
This kindness of Christians is so surprised their pagan counterparts that according to Tertullian around 185 AD, these people used to call, these pagans used to call Christians Cretani, which means made up of mildness and kindness.Rather than Christani.
所以在这种基督徒的友善就是让他们的那些对手让他们的敌人都会感到惊奇，这是图特良 的书上面有这样的记载的，他记载到说基督徒的一些对手看不惯他们的一些异族人也把基督徒都看作是叫question， 他说这些基督徒是用温和和良善来做成的，啊，这是对基督徒一个很高的评价和赞赏。
Then Paul writes, "Love does not burn with envy."
那保罗接着又说，爱不会因着嫉妒而烧起来。
The Greek term, the Greek verb means to burn or to boil. And metaphorically, it means to be burning or boiling emotions.
在这里有一个希腊的词，那直接的意思就是说是烧起来，大概是个允意哈，那就是说讲的是烧起来或者沸腾起来的一种情绪。
this envy is something that in Corinth, when they want to seek status, they have an attitude that is not compatible with Christian love. But the thing is, though, Christian love is not unhappy when someone else gains status and honor, but it becomes happy for the sake of the other people.
那基督呢是一种从追求身份而来的一种东西，在这个非基督徒的哥林多人的文化当中，有这样的追求，人就是追求身份，这样的一种文化带进了基督的教会，这不是属灵的东西。基督注定是和阿加佩神的这种爱是不相合的，那真正的神的爱，阿加佩的爱，它是不追求的身份的。 他们是彼此尊重，而且彼此的相悦的。他为的是寻求他人的好处。The
Christian is not happy when other people suffer or lose their status, lose their position. But it is happy when people gain status or get a promotion or something.
那作为基督徒，不能看到人家受灾得病，或者是 丢了工作，或者是降了级，然后就幸灾乐祸，反倒看到人升职了，看到人有好处了，跟他是一同快乐。Then
Paul writes, "Love does not brag."
接着保罗说，爱是不自夸。When
the status-seeking Corinthians brag, they are not following the example of the humble crucified Christ.
追求身份的哥林多人，他并没有以那个谦卑的钉在十字架上的基督做榜样。Then
Paul writes, "Love does not cherish inflated ideas about its own importance."
保罗在说，爱不会看重那些自己以为很重要的一些
自我的高大的一些意见。It literally says, "Love is not puffed up."
那说的直白一点，爱不是自高自大的。Arrogance
is one of the particular faults among the Corinthian Christians.
傲慢是哥林多人 其中的一种特别的一个错。The
verb puffed up is used only 7 times in the New Testament, all by Paul, 6 in this letter, and 1 times in Colossians.
自高自大这个词在新约里边出现了7次，全都是保罗用的，那有6次是出现在哥林多前书，有1次是出现在哥罗西书。
Greek philosophers criticized this attitude. And in even in Aesop's fables, there's a story about the proud frog who puffs herself up so much that she almost exploded.
希腊的哲学家就很批评这种态度的。在伊索的寓言里面有个故事，就讲到一个很骄傲的青蛙，它骄傲、自高自大， 到一个程度，自己都爆炸了。Paul
also likes to use the word build up, which literally means to build up a building.
保罗在8章第1节那里讲到的，自私用骄傲叫人自高自大，爱却建造人。保罗在那里用到一个 build up， 就是建造这个词，实际上是跟建筑有相关的。 建造就是建造屋子，建造房屋，建造建筑。
In several of his letters, Paul encourages the Christians to build up the Christian community.
保罗就很鼓励基督徒是要建造社区。
Love is constructive. It builds up the building.
爱是建设性的，它建造房屋。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, Paul writes, Love does not behave improperly. Love is not preoccupied with the interests of the self. Love is not easily provoked. Love does not keep a reckoning of wrongs.
保罗在第五节那里继续写道，他说爱呢不至于行为不得体，爱呢不是老想着自己的好处，爱不是轻易发怒的，爱不是老是在想着人家的坏处，不计算人的恶。
Love does not behave improperly.
爱不至于行为不得体。
The only other use of this verb is translated as if anyone thinks that he is not behaving in a proper way towards his betrothed.
另外有一处经文也是用到同样的一个词哈，一个动词。在哥林多前书七章三十六节那里，直接的翻译其实就是说，如果有人以为对待他的这个未婚的配偶不合宜，就是不得体啊，这里讲的这个不得体。
So here the verb means that when you are a loving person, you don't do anything inappropriate, don't behave inappropriately.You do not do anything that is shameful.
那所以在这里讲到，保罗在讲这里讲到的爱啊，指的就是要行为要得体，不要做那种让人看了觉得害臊，自己也觉得害臊的事。
Then Paul writes, "Love is not preoccupied with the interests of the self."
同时，爱不是老是想着自己的好处。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24, Paul writes, Let no one seek his or her own advantage, but that of another. This may indicate a self-seeking is another major problem in Corinth.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十章二十四节那里有写到，不论何人不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。这里或许也在显示出，总是寻求自己的益处，这是哥林多人的另外一大问题。
At the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 8 to 10, Paul invites the Corinthians to imitate him, just as he imitates Christ. And just as I myself seek to please everyone in all things, not seeking my own advantage.But that of the many, in order that they may be saved.
所以在哥林多前书的八章到十章 那段讲述的结尾，保罗就邀请哥林多人，他说：“你们要来效法我，效法保罗自己，就好像保罗他自己效法基督一样。”他还说：“就好像我凡事都叫众人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求。”众人的益处，好叫他们得救。
Paul writes, "Love is not easily provoked into anger."
保罗接着继续说，爱不是那么容易被激怒的。
In the Greek Old Testament, the verb can mean to provoke anger and The only other instance of the verb in Paul is that he was provoked to anger to see the city so full of idols.
在希腊的这个旧约里边，这个词就是说是被激怒的意思。另外有个例子，在使徒行传十七章十六节那里，那里说保罗看见满城都是偶像，所以他就被激怒了。
Then Paul writes, Love does not keep a reckoning of wrongs.
保罗继续写道，爱是不计算人的恶。
The word reckoning is from the world of accounting, where an accountant reckons up someone's account.
那计算这个词是一个会计的用词，就是会计用来算账的时候用的哦，那个词叫 reckoning。
Paul uses the verb to refer to God not counting our sins against us.
保罗用这个词就是指出神不再计算我们的恶了。
Love is painfully aware of evil, and love does not ignore it, but love tries to overcome it with good, and does not keep a record in order to return evil for evil.
爱是很痛苦的，他醒觉了邪恶，但是呢，他不是说就算了。看见就当没看见，他而是尽力的以善胜恶，并且不计算人的恶，不以恶报恶。
Paul embodies this attitude in 2 Corinthians 2, chapter 2 verse 5 to 11 when he forgives the person who had offended him.
那么保罗在哥林多后书2章5到11节当中又将这种态度具体的说，要具体的表现为原谅那些冒犯他的人。
And then, if you remember, Jesus told his disciples that they were to forgive people 70 times 7.
所以耶稣也同样的告诉他的门徒说，你们要饶恕人，饶恕到七十个七次。
Now, Jesus is not saying that you count up to 490 times, and then after 490 times, you give out the revenge. I mean, he's saying, you know, don't take revenge.
那耶稣不是，其实不是在那讲说，哦，你要原谅人，原谅到490次就好了。好，490次到了，我现在开始要动手了。他是讲要无限次的原谅。
Love absorbs the evil without calculating how to retaliate.
所以，爱其实是把那个恶给吸收了，他就不再计算那个恶了，也就再谈不上什么报复了。
In chapter 13, verse 6, Paul writes, "Love does not rejoice over unrighteousness, but rejoices together with the truth."
第六节保罗呢继续写到说，爱是不喜欢不义，但是它是与真理一同喜乐。
Love does not rejoice over unrighteousness.
爱不喜欢不义。
The Christian refuses to take delight in evil, either in the more global form, such as war, the suppression of the poor,or in those things that are close at home, the fall of a brother or a sister, or a child's misdeeds.
基督徒应该拒绝以恶为乐，以作恶为乐啊，不能这样。不论是在一个世界的范围内，用战争或者是压迫穷人这样子来做这样的恶，还是说在家的四周不去善待兄弟姐妹或者儿女，这都不对。
Love absolutely rejects the most pernicious form of rejoicing over evil, which is gossiping over the misdeeds of others. Love does not take pleasure at the loss of esteem suffered by other people.
爱绝对的拒绝那些有伤害的行为，比如说以恶为乐，包括一些好像是对别人所行的罪行，别人作恶去说闲话，这都不好。爱更加不会以他人失去尊严以这样为乐。
Then Paul writes, Love rejoices together
with the truth.
相反，保罗说，爱喜欢与真理在一起，与真理一同喜乐。
Love does not suppress the truth. Love does not exchange the truth for a lie. And then it does not do anything against the truth. Or even become upset when faced with the truth, no matter how uncomfortable it is.
爱它不是压制真理的，爱也不会将真理变成虚谎。爱是不做任何有违背真理的事情的。爱是在真理让人感觉到多么不舒服的时候，去面对这些真理的时候，他也不以为不安。
In chapter 13, verse 7, Paul writes, Love never tires of support. Love never loses faith. Love never exhausts hope. And love never gives up.
在第七节那里，保罗继续写道，说爱是不厌倦支持，爱是不丧失信心，爱是永不失去盼望，爱是永不放弃。
The use of always in the Greek suggests the absence of all limits.
在希腊文里边，这个如果是用一直这个用法，或者用总是这个用法，会表明没有任何的限制。
So its use in this verse here excludes the limits of love.Rather define an all-inclusive content.
所以在此，保罗就用了一个用法，他就说为的是来排除对爱的任何的限制，所以就在这个甚至说他都不想用那种一个这样的个定义来限制了爱的内容。
Many scholars in the Revised English Bible believe.That the best way to present this absence of limits is to use the negative.
有学者和一些修订版的英文圣经的学者就相信，用来表达没有限制的最好的方法是用那个否定式。
So the first thing is that love never tires of support.
所以用这种否定式来表达，就是说爱是永不厌倦支持。
Many scholars now believe that the Greek verb means to provide support rather than to bear, in the sense of to put up with.
那许多学者相信，过于忍耐这个词的意思，其实在这里是讲的说要提供支持。
Otherwise, to bear would have the same meaning as preserve.Which is the fourth element in this verse.
否则的话，忍受和坚持就是一样的意思了。
These scholars point to a Jewish tradition in the 3rd century BC, which talks about the things that support the world.
那他们就指出到这三世纪的时候，犹太传统里边就谈到支持世界这个系统的这样的一个意思。
Kierkegaard gave the example of a mother's love.That continues to support her child.
那基尔盖这样的一个人，他就给出个例子，就说的是母亲的爱。哦，这种爱呢，是持续不断的支持着他的孩子。
Here it probably means that love is able to support a limitless load of people's burdens, hardships, troubles, etc.
所以在这里说是爱是永不厌倦支持，这里是意思是说到支持，爱在支持一种没有限制的负荷，不论是人的负担、人的艰难，还是遇到了各样的麻烦上，爱都是永久、长久的支持。
Love never loses faith, and love never exhausts hope.Is probably to be included in the idea that love never gives up on people
whatever they do.
爱又是永不丧失信心，也永不失去盼望。也许这包括，都包括在爱永不放弃这个意思的里面。人不管做什么，爱永不放弃。
Love never gives up, because it is willing to put up with everything for a limitless duration of time.
爱是永不放弃，因为爱愿意为着任何事情忍受无限长的时间。
Paul writes in chapter 13, verse 8, "Love never falls."
保罗在十三章第八节呢继续写道，爱是永不止息。
But as for prophecies, they shall be abolished. Or tongues, they shall cease. Or knowledge, it will be abolished.
但是先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能也终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。
This is a fairly literal translation.
这是一个相当直接的，只是个字面上的翻译。
Here Paul attests to the permanence of love in comparison with spiritual gifts that the Corinthian people thought were so important: prophecy, knowledge, and tongues.
其实保罗在这里是要证明爱它是很久的，并且在这里要与那些哥林多人的一些突出的属灵恩赐，比如先知讲到知识和方言和这些恩赐来相形做一些比较。
The unit is bounded up by the affirmation that love never falls, and the final thing in chapter 13 verse 13 that love abides along with faith and hope.
这样的一个思想的单元，是以爱永不止息和爱将与信望长存，以这样的断言作为一个界定的。这句话是在哥林多前书十三章十三节。
The spiritual gifts are valid until the end, but they are imperfect, and then they will come to an end.
属灵恩赐至终当然有效，但这些恩赐都不完美，而且终必停止。
Since love endures forever, it is superior to these imperfect gifts, no matter how impressive they might seem to people right now.
因为爱是忍耐到永远，所以相比各样不完美的恩赐，不论他们这些恩赐在现今的世代是多么的引人注目，但爱仍然是最高超的。
Love never falls.
爱是永不止息。
There are different kinds of falls.
有各样不同的止息。
Fall may mean that love never collapses in defeat, is never destroyed, never falls apart, never falls short, and never fails to have an effect.
止息或许也有各样不同的意思，但是保罗或许在这里指到，爱永远不会倒下，爱永远不会失败，爱永远不会被摧毁，爱永远不会瓦解，爱永远不短缺，爱永远不会失去功效。
Love is poised presenting a perspective about the end when Jesus comes again on love and the spiritual gifts.
其实保罗在这里其实引入到一个有关爱和属灵恩赐的末世观，所谓末世就是基督再来的时代。
To fall is synonymous with to be abolished in chapter 13 verse 8, 10 and 11, and the verb to cease in verse verse 8. And the statement that love never falls is synonymous with the conclusion in 13:13 that it abides.
所以在更多前书13章的8节、10节、11节 还有13节这里边，这里讲到了好多个词：止息、废弃、停止、长存，这些其实都在讲到同一个意思。
It means that love never ceases to exist, even in heaven, and it's usually translated as never fails or never ends.
爱将长存，其实就是讲的爱是不会停止它的存在，即使是在天上还是在地下。通常这样的意思会被翻译成说爱是永不会失落，或者是爱是永不止息的。
In contrast with love, the spiritual gifts have a built-in obsolescence.
但相比爱，属灵恩赐却终有过时的一天。
They are not permanent, and they do not get perfected.
属灵恩赐不会永久，也不完美。
Prophecy and knowledge will be brought to an end.
先知讲道之能和知识之能都将只要止息。
These gifts are only partial and must give away to something beyond themselves.
这些恩赐都是有限的，他必须为超越他们的东西让路。
Paul uses the verb to be abolished, which means to pass away or to be rendered inoperative.
保罗用了一些动词，诸如废弃、过去、无用，用的这些词。
Speaking in tongues, knowledge, and prophecies are transitory and suitable only for between the times, before the inauguration of the end, through the death and resurrection of Jesus, and the consummation of all things, when God will be all in all.
那讲方言也好，知识也好，先知讲道。 这一切的恩赐都是过渡性的，它仅仅在一头一尾之间，在那个之间有用，在起初和末了之间它是有用的。但是我们的主耶稣经过了死亡，他又复活以后，有一日万物都要完全的服在他的脚下，在那个日子，神就要在万物之上要真做万物之主了。
Paul writes in chapter 13, verses 9 to 10, for we know partially, and we prophesy partially. But when the complete comes, what is partial shall come to an end.
所以在9节、10节那里，保罗又这样写道：我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限，但等那完全的来到。 这有限的就必归于无有了。The
reason why prophecy and knowledge will come to end is twofold, and is explained in verses 9 to 10.
那个原因，关于先知和知识都必归于无有，这样的一个原因，在19到10节那里。
In verse 9, Paul clarifies, for we know partially, and we prophesy partially.
在9节那里，保罗澄清说，因为我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。
In verse 10, Paul explains, for when the complete comes, what is partial will come to an end.
实践就是一个解释。那里保罗解释说，要是要等到那个完全的来到，这个有限的就会归于无有了。
Paul contrasts the present age with the age to come.
保罗把这个现今的世代与那个将要来到的世代进行了一个比较。
The complaint is Paul's shorthand for the consummation of all things, the intended goal of creation, and its arrival, which will naturally displace the partial that we experience right now.
完全这个词简单的诉说了那个将来的日子，万物都要完满的那个意思，到那个日子，神创造的目的达到了，终点已经达到了，那个时候，那无限的就要很自然的取代有限。这就是我们这个有限是就是我们在现今这个时代。 正在经历的,
human gifts shine gloriously in this present world, but they will fade to nothing in the presence of what is complete.
人的恩赐在现今的这个世界或者是炫耀夺目，但是在那个完全将要来到的日子，这一切都将消退。
Paul writes in chapter 13, verse 11, when I was a child, I used to talk like a child, form opinions like a child, count values like a child. When I became an adult, I turned my back on the things of childhood.
保罗在十一节那里又继续写道，我做孩子的时候，说话像孩子，心思 像孩子，意念像孩子，但是既变成了成年人，那就把做孩子的时候的那个事情就丢弃了。Paul
uses a common example to contrast childhood with adulthood.
保罗用了一个例子，小孩和成年人这样的一个很普通的例子。Paul
explains in 13:11. Why tongues will cease?
在十一节那里，他解释了为什么方言会停止。
The illustration of the child and childhood and childhood ways punctuate Paul's conviction that the gifts belong to an order that will come to end.
以这个孩子和孩童时代和要长成成年人这件事。 来做比喻，保罗坚信恩赐最终要归于子息。Paul's
point is this: there is an age appropriate to certain activities, but there comes a time when those activities are no longer appropriate.
保罗在这里要指明的是，特定的一些事当然是符合时代的要求的，但是总有那么一天要来到。
When the end time comes, speaking in tongues will no longer be either appropriate or necessary.
那末世要来到的时候，讲方言也就再也不合适，也就没有必要了。In
chapter 13, verse 12 says, "For we are now we see." In the present, indirectly, by means of a mirror, then we will see face to face. Now I know in part, then I will know just as fully as I have been known.
十二节那里保罗说，我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，但是那个时候就要与主面对面了。 如今我们所知道的有限，到那时候就全知道了，如同主知道我一样。Paul
returns to the issue of partial knowledge and illustrates it with another common metaphor: seeing by means of a mirror, indirectly.
保罗用了一个很普通的比喻。 他就说，用镜子看东西的时候，他不是直接的看，以这个比喻来做解释。
Face to face, mouth to mouth, and eye to eye, These are Old Testament idioms that imply something that comes directly.
面对面，嘴对嘴，眼对眼，是旧约里边的一些习语，它指的就是一些直接来到的东西。
Gordon Fee aptly converts this image to a modern analogy by comparing it to a difference between seeing a photograph and seeing someone in person.
那 Gordon Fee 其实他就也是很合适的，就是这么讲，来进行比较，把那个看见的和来比较那个看见的相片啊和那个看见的真人啊这两者这样的不同。来做同样的比喻。
Being known by God is far more important than our infinitesimal knowledge of God in the present world.
被神认识，远比我们在世界上那个只是那么一点点、极微小的一点点神的知识来说，那要重要的多了。
Paul's point is, we will know God fully only after.Jesus comes again.
保罗指出，就是只有我们和主面对面，当主再来的时候，那我们才能完全的认识神。
In the meantime, all our knowledge is indirect and incomplete.
同时，现在我们所有的知识其实都是间接的，或是不完全的。
In verse 13, Paul writes, "But now, in fact, there remains faith." Hope, love. These three. But the greatest of these is love.
在十三节，保罗就得出结论，说如今长存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
Most scholars suggest that Paul is emphasizing that faith, hope, and love contrast with all the other things that are abolished.
大多数学者认为保罗是在强调信望爱与其他所有要废弃的事，他要在那里做一个比较。
So the revised English version has this: There are three things that last forever: faith, hope, and love.
所以修订版的英文圣经这样写到，说有三样是永远长存的，他们就是信望爱。
Paul had evidently established this triad of faith, hope, and love very early in his ministry, because we find it twice in his first letter, 1 Thessalonians.
很显然的，保罗已经在他早期的侍奉中建立了这三者的组合，因为我们在他早期的作品当中两次的都可以看到这种组合。一次是在这两次都是在帖撒罗尼迦前书和那里，在第一章和第五章那里。
In 1 Thessalonians, Paul has this order: faith, love, and hope.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书那里边的顺序是信、爱、望。
Hope is in the last position.It is the emphatic position, because hope was the major problem in 1 Thessalonians.
在那里，望排在最后。为什么是这样排序呢？因为盼望是哥林多这个帖撒罗尼迦前书那里边要强调的一个很主要的问题。
These three words are also found in Galatians, Romans, Colossians.Ephesians, Titus, and then also in Hebrews and 1 Peter.
这信望爱这三者的组合，同样可以见于加拉太书、罗马书、哥罗西书、以弗所书、提多书和希伯来书，还有彼得前书。
In this verse here, faith is no longer the faith that moves mountains.But Paul's regular use of faith as a personal response in trust, loyalty, and faithfulness to God.
在这里，这个信，已经 不再是那种能够移山的信心，因为在保罗的有关的书信里边的信通常都是用来指在信靠上的一个人的反应，它是一种忠诚，也是一种信实。
Hope is living the present, waiting for ultimate salvation.
那望是活在现在，等候我们最终的拯救的盼望。
Some scholars argue that love is the greatest, because God cannot have either faith or hope, but he must have love.
好些学者认为爱是最大的，因为神可以没有信，也可以没有望，但神必须有爱。
We ourselves cannot be a Christian without love.
我们作为基督徒，我们不能没有爱。
So Paul commands Christians in chapter 14, verse 1, make love your aim, or follow the way of love.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十四章第一节那里命令基督徒要追求爱，或者说要走爱的道路。
Then he continues with the idea, continue to be zealously concerned about the utterances of the Spirit, most particularly that you may prophesy.
接着他才说，也要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。
Why does Paul prefer prophecy? To speaking in tongues.
为什么保罗在这里讲说要羡慕做先知讲道，而不是说羡慕讲方言呢？
You have listened to what he writes in chapter 14, verse 2 to 4.
听清了，在二节到第四节，保罗这样写道。
For the person who speaks in a tongue does not speak to other human beings, but on the contrary to God.No one understands him, but he is speaking mysteries in the spirit. However, the spirit who, person who prophesies, prophesies to other human beings and builds them up. The person who speaks in a tongue builds himself up. However, the person who prophesies builds up the whole church.
那说方言的原不是对人说，那是对神说，因为没有人听得懂。然而他却是在心灵里边对神，却是在心里边讲说各样的奥秘。但是做先知讲道的是对人说，要造就安慰劝勉人。说方言的可以造就自己，做先知讲道的乃是造就教会。
The Christian prophet must pass three criteria. What he says must build up or strengthen other Christians. He must encourage other Christians. And he must comfort other Christians.
做基督徒做先知讲道的要注意这三条的标准。做先知讲道的，他所说的必须造就或者兼顾其他的基督徒，他必须鼓励其他基督徒，他必须安慰其他基督徒。
In 14th verse 4 Paul says the person who speaks in a tongue builds himself up, however,The person who prophesies builds up the whole church.
所以十四章第四节那里说，说方言的是造就自己，然而做先知讲道的乃是造就教会。
In chapter 8, verse 1, Paul says that knowledge puffs up, but a person, it makes a person arrogant. But love builds up other Christians.
所以八章第一节那里， 保罗就告诉我们说，知识是叫人自高自大，或者是说使一个人高傲，但是爱能造就其他的基督徒。
This is really the job for all Christians.
爱实在是每一个基督徒所当做的。
We must show the love of God in our lives by building others up by words of encouragement and comfort.
我们必须在我们的生命中活出神的爱来，用鼓励、安慰的话来建造他人。
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen.
基督已经复活，基督诚然已经复活了。阿门。